Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Woo! 12 o'clock! The best hour of Show and Vern. I am Ron, the Show Hughley, the clear leader of this entire Show and Vern family, riding side by side with me in a different role, Joshua Lamont, Vern, your Steve Serta. Very far in the trunk is producing this bad boy. I'm kidding. All right, there I go bullying again. This is Show and Vern. We are happy to have you here with us on a beautiful Friday. Remember, Show and Vern is not a program of bullying, but we are presented by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com. All right, man. I pointed this out, man, and I won't let you take this, Vernon, because you are on this. Because this
I want you.
All right, man.
And I want many right. people out there listening.
No, you're damn right. Today,
no, I got this.
He's got it. All right.
I want you, and I want a lot of people listening
Let's do it. I like this kind of party.
I want you, in the words of Tyrann Mathieu, to keep that same blank and energy.
Mm.
Those questions that you're throwing at Patrick Mahomes right now, keep them coming. And don't forget, because I'm going to keep receipts on all of you.
I'll be honest with you right now, the way this is going, the way you're kicking this off, I feel like I'm living right now and all I hear is the theme music to Speed. That's all.
What's
that's
the
how
theme music to Speed?
Yeah, what is it?
It's like dun 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 dun. That's all I hear right now.
Can you do it in the background while I make this point?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I want all of you that are questioning Patrick Mahomes to and to keep that same energy, questioning whether or not Patrick Mahomes has what it takes to win under the bright lights. I heard on FS1, Colin Cowherd wonder aloud Patrick Mahomes, 1-7 in his 8 biggest games, citing the AFC title game, the loss last year against the Rams, losing to Deshaun Watson and Jacoby Brissett earlier this season, and of course losing last year to Philip Rivers on Thursday night, Russell Wilson on Sunday night. If you looked at those games, those losses for the Chiefs, and said, Patrick Mahomes can't win the big game, keep that energy. That's all a part of the natural progression of being a great quarterback.
Amen.
We've talked about this before. We'll talk about it for years here in Kansas City, so long as they'll have us. We'll talk about Patrick Mahomes slowly but surely passing every test along the way to enshrinement in Canton. To go down as one of the great quarterbacks of all time. It always starts with love and infatuation and awe. Awe at what this young man can do with that right arm. But then eventually you start to see holes in his game and wonder, can he do this? Can he do that? If your question right now about Patrick Mahomes is, can he win big games? Can he win Sunday nights, Thursday nights, postseason, and Monday nights? Remember, because I'm not going to forget. I'm not going to forget guys like you, Ron.
What guys are you like guys Colin like me? What have I said?
The questions that you're beginning to infer.
What questions am I inferring?
His leadership. Can he get it done on big third downs? Is he a clutch player? Because it's all the same thing that you guys are wondering about Patrick Mahomes. It's almost as if you
what
don't.
What are the numbers again? In primetime games?
Here's Colin Cowherd.
The 8 biggest games in Patrick Mahomes' career. AFC Championship lost. AFC Division Round won. Monday Night Football against the Rams game moved from Mexico lost. Against New England, Sunday Night Football lost. In Seattle, Sunday Night Football lost. That Thursday Night game against the Chargers with playoff implications lost. This year, Mahomes against Deshaun Watson, that was the game we were like, oh, that's the game of the weekend, lost. And Sunday Night Football against the Colts, when we were shocked, Jacoby Brissett went in there, ball control lost. 1-7 in your 8 biggest games.
I love it.
No, I think he just picked some games.
I love it.
I think he picked some games, and I've heard Colin do this because I think the first two games
last year qualify as big games. I think the game in L.A., because he picked the home one, but the game in L.A. to kick off the season where he outplayed Phillip Rivers, I think was a big game. And Pittsburgh was maybe one of the biggest games of the season last year because they were a bugaboo like the Patriots were. So I think he won both of those games, all right? And
no, keep it up. I like it because I remember Aaron Rodgers going through it. I remember Peyton Manning going through it. And if you want to be on the side of history that goes, well, I don't know if he can get it done. Look at this, 1-7 in his 8 biggest games. If you want to be on that side of history, if your eyes tell you that this 24-year-old shrinks under the lights, man, you go ahead and die on that hill.
My eyes don't tell me that. And I think he has been hurt by other elements. Sometimes Andy loses his mind, and the defense has not been good at times. And, he didn't include either one of the Baltimore games. The Baltimore game from last year where he stepped up on 4th and 9, and then this year. I think you could say that was a big game. He's picking and choosing what are big games. But some of those games definitely were big games. Many of those games he named on primetime television. The standalone games.
Yes.
And he has, like the Denver game was a primetime standalone game where he had the left-handed pass and just went, it was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That should count to me in this. But Seattle, that's real. Both the Patriots games, those are real. The Charger game, those are real. And to be honest, though, the Rams game, those are real. To be honest, if we're being truthful, though, the only thing with that is, even though my eyes tell me he has not been the reason, man, he has made some plays that has hurt his team in some of those games. He's made the first Patriot game. You remember how shaky that first half was. Now, he came and showed why he is that dude and was the MVP. But he threw a couple of picks. He threw a real ill-advised pick that you could say may have cost them points at the end of the half in that first Patriots game. He missed a couple of touchdown passes in that second Patriots game in the AFC Championship game as they got blanked in the first half. I mean, and this Colts game.
Well, okay, now we're getting a little loose because now it sounds like we're saying the guy needs to be perfect.
He's not perfect, then he's not exceptional.
Let's go through those games. Look at those New England. You bring up the New England game, a quarterback rating 110. The playoff game against New England, quarterback rating 117. The loss last year against Seattle, a quarterback rating of 103. The Chargers loss, a quarterback rating of 110. The Rams game, 117. So if we're not talking about that, because obviously he was great in those games.
I'm not saying he's had stinkers.
Then we're talking about what? We're talking about he's not clutch?
I'm not saying he's not stinkers. I'm just telling you, one, what Colin brought up was he picked and chose some games that I was unfair. I just brought out other games that I think were big games for him that should have counted. And what I'm saying, though, is in some of those games, if we're being honest, the Rams game, he put up fantastic numbers. He turned the ball over 4 times, one of them returned for a touchdown, and he threw 2 picks at the end. The Patriots game, there was some misses. Like I'm not saying the defense has not hurt him. I'm just saying, he hasn't been perfect.
Not many people are.
Do my eyes say he has a primetime big light problem? No. But the numbers don't lie. And if you go in and look at big plays.
Well, the numbers don't lie. The numbers say he's good.
The numbers don't lie in terms of them saying he's good and saying he does have a losing record. The numbers don't lie either way. But also, if you look into it, he has had some moments where he has not helped his team. Not saying that he's been bad or anything, but he has had moments in there, even from as small as not picking up first downs, not making the smart plays. We talked about it after the Charger loss last year. Not do it. There's been some issues there, right? He's been good. My eyes don't say he's got a problem, but I don't think we can just act like those numbers aren't real.
Act like what numbers aren't real?
The wins and losses?
The
wins and losses and some of the turnovers and crucial mistakes that he's made.
Okay, so what is that? Is that a clutch that you're questioning? Is that he tightens up? Or are you just pointing out that he wasn't perfect? Because if that's it, then we can all agree Patrick Mahomes has not been perfect. under the lights.
He's not been perfect.
But I don't go into any game saying you got to be perfect.
No, he's not been perfect, but he also has hurt his team. And if we're sitting, I mean, this is a sample size. Like I said, he picked out eight games. That is eight games that have been big games that you thought of, that seven of them he has lost.
You can add the last word, 913-576-7610. That's 913-576-7610.
I don't want to do this to him or to myself, really, because I've just now got back to a good spot at 6-10, which shows stamp of approval. But I have a real feeling, Vern. I have a real feeling in Monday night as we look at Pat, who's coming back, feeling. He said he's feeling close to 100%. He hadn't felt this well since Jacksonville. Quit giving me all these dramatic looks.
Oh, I just hate how you play both sides. You have told me I'm the king of playing both sides. When two people are fighting, I play both sides to
how
keep
am I
them fighting.
Playing both sides?
The king of playing both sides.
Go ahead. No,
finish your point. I want to hear the point.
I don't want to finish my damn point. I want you to come up. Come on, Hog.
Because you do this way too often. You say, I got a feeling something's going to happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I don't want to do this. So then if it does happen, you could be like, hey, I told you I got a feeling. And if it doesn't happen, you go, well, that's why I didn't put the stamp on it.
No,
playing both sides.
Listen, I'm not playing both sides. Am I a little gun shy of the stamp? Yeah. All right. I've won from my, last seven. Yeah, I'm a little gun-shy right now. Yeah.
Just play both sides. It's fine.
No, I don't want to play both sides. I'm just telling you, I got a feeling. Pat's back. LDT will probably play. Fisher's back. You should feel better about the offensive line. Another week with Pat feeling healthy. He said he's feeling about 100%. I think Tyreek Hill is going to go crazy on Monday night. I think I don't think the Chargers secondary has taken a real step back from what they've been the last couple of years. And you said earlier this year you think that Tyreek is going to break some sort of record. Well, Monday, something could come down. I expect. And the big reason why I do is because he's such a great football player, and I think he's very disappointed with his game from Sunday. I think Sunday he probably believes he cost his team a big, because I think great players believe that. You can look at 11 for 157 and a touch, but great players like him remember, hold on, man, I put three balls on the ground that I dropped, two of them on third down, one an easy third and two I just dropped, one a touchdown that probably could have ended the game that hit me in the hands, and, man, I had a crucial pass interference penalty that I know better than. He's going to come out chomping at the bit. And Tyreek, Vern, historically, we talk about Pat in primetime games. Tyreek has always performed in primetime games. And I think he's going to get a chance to return kicks this week, in my opinion. I think he's going to go off.
All right, here are the in-game records for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Let's get the sex going right here.
Most receiving yards in a game, Stephon Page, 309 back in 1985. I don't think that's likely to happen. Most receiving touchdowns in a game. Old Frank Jackson back in 1964, along with Jamal Charles, each scored four touchdowns in a game. Stamp?
Listen,
I told you I'm not
most
sticking
receptions
the stamp.
In a game. Tony Gonzalez, 14 back in 2005.
Oh, easy. Tyreek had 10 last week.
He had 11. Highest yard per reception in a game. Curtis McClinton. Back in 65, 42.6 yards per reception. Want to put the stamp on that one?
Woo!
Why are you trying to bully me into this?
Because I just want you to make your case, man. Which one is it? Which record?
I didn't say. I said I thought about it. I'm not going to. I'm just simply saying, judging by great players, I feel like he's got a chance to really jump off. He's going to be the most conditioned athlete out there. Conditioning is going to be a huge deal out there and with the elevation. And I think he is going to drive and run those guys. Raggett, he's going to have a big game.
Ian Wharton said that was the matchup he was most looking forward to watch. Tyreek Hill opposite Casey Hayward.
Casey Hayward, no chance.
Record-setting afternoon.
I'm telling you, man, I feel it, man, and I feel like Pat's wanting to go to it. You don't think he's going to have a big game?
I didn't say that. I'm just...
You're just trying to corner me.
I'm just wondering what exactly you're saying.
You see this, Steve?
Because Tyreek's had two great games back-to-back. If you're just saying that's going to continue, I'm with you. Man. You may also remember, prior to that game against Minnesota, I said, you can only hold Tyreek down for so long. He's primed for a breakout, and there's been no turning back ever since.
All right, he's been great in every game he's played in. Really?
He's been very good in every game that he's played. But again, no predictions here.
You see this? You may be still in the Survivor League if you knew how to not be cornered. I will not be cornered.
I mean, you were technically eliminated before me
and bullied.
I
wasn't. What are you? You didn't even get it.
Hey guys, remind everyone what's coming up next Thursday as 610 Sports Radio. We're once again teaming up with Della Lamb for the 27th annual Operation Thanksgiving, the largest one-day food distribution in the Kansas City area. Assist over 1,000 low-income families with a frozen turkey and all the fixings so they can enjoy a festive Thanksgiving dinner. Next Thursday from noon until 6, we will be live from the Brookside Price Chopper, taking your donations, whether you go to that Price Chopper, buy the turkey and the fixings and donate it, or a cash donation, always welcome as well. But you can stop by select area Price Choppers all day next Thursday. If you want to see us, stop by the Brookside Price Chopper as we once again, 27th annual Operation Thanksgiving with 610 Sports Radio and Della Lamb Community Services. All right, we'll get to the last word coming up in just a moment, 913-576-7610. I don't think we've talked about the Houston Astros cheating. I want to, but I wonder if it's selfish because it doesn't seem as if anyone gives a damn that not only were the Astros cheating, but they won the freaking World Series.
Was
while
it real,
cheating.
Was it real cheating?
Listen
was
to this.
Was this different kind of cheating? Because I don't think a lot of people know.
At home, during the postseason in 2017, Jose Altuve hit .472. On the road, he hit .143. Carlos Correa hit .371 at home, hit .211 on the road.
.211, I bet.
Brian McCann hit .300 at home.
Okay.
Hit .037 on the road.
Oh, that's cheating.
Evan Gattis, 300 at home, 200 on the road. Alex Bregman, more than 130 points higher at home than he was on the road. This was, as a teammate admitted, calculated, practiced, and perfected in that 2017 season. They would make noise in the dugout to signify what type of pitch was coming. There is video evidence all over the internet. A player on the team has acknowledged the cheating. Hell, the owner has acknowledged the cheating and looks forward to the investigation that is currently being deployed by Major League Baseball. I feel like it should be a big deal, but I also feel like I need to come to grips with the fact that absolutely nobody cares about baseball.
It's the scariest part for Rob Manfred. Generally in sports, like one of the great things that helps bring eyeballs to your sport or interest in your sport is scandal. And when scandal hits, most people are like, man, the stuff in China that took over the NBA and the sports world.
Deflategate.
For Deflategate. Scandal.
My God.
Like, yeah, scandal even for sports like, this is a scandal involved of cheating. Like, this is what? Got to be behind Pete Rose steroids? Right here, a team won the World Series to do it. They're interviewing three different major league managers right now, and nobody gives a rip about it.
And the way they knew the pitch was coming in was because there was a camera feed in center field.
Thank you.
That was being directly monitored to the dugout, so they would see the sign. Make the proper noise to tell the person at the plate exactly what kind of pitch was coming their way.
I wonder if my dad's call when he's drunk was one of them.
I think that's great.
My dad does the eagle. When my dad gets hammered,
yeah,
he goes, oh! What if that was a curveball?
Like to let you know that he's drunk?
That's his move. Dad has a couple, Dirty Red, turn the corner.
Like, he doesn't talk. He just makes that noise.
That's Dirty Red, baby. Love you, Dan.
I don't think I'd like to drink with him.
Oh, you would.
He just
that's
when, like,
you know. That's when you know he hits. He gets the eagle.
That's when I leave.
That's go time, baby. Yeah, yeah. All right, Robert and Casey, you get the last word.
Okay, when you look at those games he lost, Mahomes didn't lose them. The defense lost them. And then another thing is go and look at all of your historical quarterback records, and the only one you won't find Mahomes 1, 2, or 3 in is total yards. So get off of Mahomes, put it where it goes, on the defense.
Yeah, right.
3rd and 10, 3rd and 11, and they run right down the field and win the game? That ain't Mahomes.
Hey, Robert.
That's sorry defense.
Robert, do you think he had anything to do with that Rams game where he turned the ball over 4 times and he threw those 2 picks at the end? Oh, okay, Robert. My fault, Doug.
What, you think you just won that conversation? Acting all sly like I ain't here?
I just didn't.
What the hell are you talking about?
I was just saying.
Hey, Ron.
He ain't had nothing to do with
it. Hey, Ron, man, you trying to say that Pat lost that game?
No, I think he was a big part of it.
But talking like that,
You turned the ball over 4 times and one of them's a touchdown.
Speak up.
Oh, got so excited. I just had to lick my teeth, baby. You know what time it is. You are square and center in show's nasty ass hotline, baby. And the latest person who's in it this week is none other than LaShawn Shady McCoy. Oh, I know all the ladies dig a man who has a nickname to go by. Me, I go by Show. The ladies dig it. He goes by Shady. I know the ladies dig that too. But I'ma call him what his mama called him. And that's LaShawn. LaShawn, I just want you to know, man, I'm with you getting that extra rest that you was able to pull off last week. Cause you needed it. Now you can let the people know you got the stamina. The stamina needed to do exactly what it is that you need to do. And that's take the Chargers out. You should have all the carries, all the snaps, because you can hang in there even an hour into it, baby.
Wow.
That's the stamina you need, baby. And people are so concerned about you fumbling the football. I'm just telling you, baby, hold on tight. And I know you got experience in holding on to things tight. Just picture one of those moments when you held on and palmed a I'll stop there. You use your imagination. Use the nasty imagination, not like a Willy Wonka imagination. And last thing I want to settle in, baby. People get on you because you're 31 years old. Be like R. Kelly, baby. Age what? Ain't nothing but a number.
Oh,
actually, don't be like R. Kelly at all. Don't pee on those children.
God.
I apologize. Actually,
just
be like Aaliyah and age ain't nothing. Don't, all right, so don't be like Aaliyah. Don't die. All right, Shady, just remember 31 ain't too old, baby. You can still do it because age ain't nothing.
Don't say that.
But a number. You got 12 plays in you. I know you do. I know you do. And for you all out there, your lovers out there, you got a beautiful lady you're with. Just say to her, man, I cannot wait to meet your parents because they must be beavers. Because, girl, damn, you so fine.
Show and Burn, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at kclend.com. Welcome back to Show and Burn. 25 minutes of uninterrupted sports entertainment starts right now.
I hate to break it to guys like Pete Sweeney and Lou Riddick, but the MVP, Patrick Mahomes, and many of you that are fanboys, and there's nothing, fanboys and fangirls, there's nothing wrong with it, man. You love your team, and you ride for your team, and I don't blame you, baby, right? It is hard for me to tell. It was hard for years for anybody to tell me there was no forward better than Rafe LaFrance in college for like a 10-year span. I know that's insane, but I rode that hard. for Rafe LaFrenz. Like, nobody. Nobody better. Like, people couldn't convince me that Mike Trout was a better defensive outfielder than Lorenzo Cain. I rode that hard. I still believe that in my heart, even if I'm wrong. But I get it. I get it. But it's over, folks. Like, there's no reason. It shouldn't even be the focus. And it's not a deal of, and this isn't a deal of, LeBron has been the MVP probably 8 times and should have won the award, and somebody else just got it because people didn't want to give it to him over and over. No, I mean, there are real factors why Pat Mahomes, I don't believe, should even be in the top 5 right now. And I don't have him above Aaron Rodgers. Don't know how you can. Don't have him above Christian McCaffrey. Don't know how you can. Don't have him above Deshaun Watson. Don't know how you can. Don't have him above Lamar Jackson. Don't know how you can. And I don't have him above Russell Wilson. I don't see how you can do that.
I thought a beat was going to start.
I just don't think you can right now, man. He's got – and people want to – push this. We knew it was, I told you before the season, it was going to be damn near difficult for him to do it. There's only been 2 people to win back-to-back MVP awards in the last 30-plus years, and that's Manning and Favre. And it was going to take him having to do something special that some in some fashion looked close to what he did last year. Now, there have been injuries that have taken him out to miss over 2 games and 3 quarters. And, yeah, that's going to hurt him in a big way, even if his numbers. But the bigger thing is there's 2 things. One, and you could argue their biggest win of the year was a home game against the Vikings that they won without him, which does not help. They won 2 out of the 3 games that they played without him. And 2, he's 6-4. His team is, and this isn't your team and your team's record matters. He's 6-4. All of those other guys I listed ahead of him all have better records. He's lost head-to-head against Deshaun. Now he beat Lamar head-to-head, but Lamar has a better record and has been the darling of the league right now.
And he is
sixth to me,
at least. No, he is. Like in Vegas, he's behind Russ and Lamar, Deshaun, Rodgers, and Christian McCaffrey.
Amen.
I don't know anyone that's saying he's in it. Well, I'm with you. Right now, there's no case for Patrick Mahomes as the MVP. I thought, as you mentioned, that Vikings game, that's when I thought his MVP chances died. It's possible, though, that he returns to the convo by the end of the year. But he could end the season leading the league in touchdown passes and passing yards.
He could get over McCaffrey.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he could get over McCaffrey. He could get over Rodgers. He could get over... A Deshaun, a Russell, a Lamar, he could get over a few of them, but to climb all 5 of them, I don't think is likely. But he could end up back in this conversation. Right now, he's not in the conversation. And reading Pete's piece, he says, don't sleep on Mahomes to get back in the race. If anyone could pull it off, it's Mahomes, especially now that he's close to 100%, citing what we heard yesterday from Pat saying that he's never felt as good, or at least hasn't felt this good since the Jaguars game.
Probably say going into the Jacksonville game, just being able to not have to worry about the ankle or not have to worry about the knee and just being able to go out there and play football the way that I've played it my whole career so far.
The back-to-back MVP thing, obviously, as you cite, the last 2 times it's happened, the only 2 times it's happened, at least in the last 30 years. Yeah, it's not going to be easy to convince the voters and impress the voters so much so that they look past the new shiny toy of Christian McCaffrey or Lamar Jackson. Yeah, odds are he won't end up winning it. But he can get back in the
conversation. And the emotional feel of Russell Wilson. Like, I don't see him finishing in the top 3. And to me, that's the conversation. And I don't see him, barring an injury, getting ahead of Lamar, Russell, or Deshaun, especially with Deshaun beating him head-to-head. Like, I mean, I don't see that happening.
You can have the last word, 913-576-7610. That's 913-576-7610.
And I want to make this clear, Vern. I still believe he's the best player in football. Right. I just think this year there are guys who are worthy, and there's it's team. A big part that helped him last year and that kept Drew Brees in it is that they were the number one seeds in their conferences. He's got the fifth best record in the conference right now. Like, you're not going to miss almost three games and be in a dogfight with John Gruden and the Raiders. And your primetime game that they remember you in is the Colts game, and that's the worst the offensive performance the Chiefs have looked and had in the Mahomes era.
Speaking of a dogfight.
Oh, boy.
Adam Schefter with the news. If you missed it, the suspensions have been handed down by the NFL. Myles Garrett has been suspended indefinitely. That will last at least through this regular season and the postseason. Three games for Marcus Pouncey. And just moments ago, Myles Garrett releases this statement. The Browns defensive end says, quote, "Last night I made a terrible mistake. I lost my cool, and what I did was selfish and unacceptable. I know that we are all responsible for our actions, and I can only prove my true character through my actions moving forward. I want to apologize to Mason Rudolph, apologize to my teammates, our entire organization, our fans, and to the NFL. I know I have to be accountable for what happened, learn from my mistake, and I fully intend to do so." Close quote. Browns defensive end Myles Garrett.
I don't know Myles Garrett very well. Everything that I've heard, he's had a couple of issues during this year where he's had some cheap shot stuff and has been called for penalties. But everything you've heard when he was drafted number one out of A&M, that this was a good kid, a good guy. And one of the real shames about this, and I don't think it's fair, but he will never shake the label to many people of a thug, right? Because what he did out there was absolutely lose control and overreact and go over the top. But he will, I have a hard time seeing him ever shaking the thug label. I have a hard, like, I think that's going to follow him, and it's a shame of it. I think that's going to follow him throughout his career unless he just has something that is done that completely changes that off or changes the narrative of him. But that's the sad thing.
I don't think he's known enough. I don't think this puts him on the map.
But that hurts even. You don't think this? I think if he wasn't known enough, this does get him known. And what will be getting him known and what you remember is that action.
Okay. I don't disagree with that.
Yes. I mean, and it's I don't think it's fair because I don't think one person should be judged completely about their worst moment and be thrown into the. But that's the choice he made. That is the reality of many people are going to view him as a thug the rest of his way.
It will be the thing that is synonymous with the name
Myles Garrett.
Yes,
Neanderthal. That's what it'll be like. Oh.
I do think that's going to happen in some spots. I think that's completely unfair. The dude has been nothing but a stand-up professional athlete so far in his career. And you could say he's gotten some flags and stuff. It's not like he's out here Vontaze Burfict or something. He has been a great pro on and off the field. Even when he was in college, he's never had any issues. He's never been anything more than what you would want your number one overall pick to be. And I also don't think that Mason Rudolph should be allowed to escape blame from this because I think that he overreacted and instigated the situation.
Yeah, I think we're victim blaming if we're going to put that on Mason Rudolph.
Oh, Mason Rudolph was very culpable in this. Unless we're going about it to where Myles Garrett shouldn't take him to the ground. Because Mason Rudolph starts tugging on Myles Garrett's helmet
to react. First. I'm just saying, to react into the form that he did. I'm not going to say that Mason Rudolph had nothing to do with it. But if we're talking about, like, to me, I've got nothing about Mason Rudolph for this guy, for what Myles did. Myles came and took it all the way to another level. All the way to another level where...
Agreed.
But to me, I even think that he kicked it off. Like, I think Myles Garrett
kicked
it off.
He's playing football. Because he finished the play.
He hit him because he was trying to finish
the
game.
No, listen, man, we know what time it is. It's 20-something seconds left in a 14-point game.
So he's just supposed to let him make the play?
You want me to get it off? And Myles Garrett, I'll let you speak. And Myles Garrett is coming in, going, like, let him go. It's over. It's over. Let him go. He's trying to drag him and drag him to the ground. And he's like, get off me, man. It's 23 seconds. And, yeah, he added by trying to kick him off of him. But then where Myles Garrett took it was completely over the top. And I think Myles Garrett from the jump came in on the hit, swinging him down. He had already hit him and let it go, and he was hell-bent on dragging him to the ground. And I think he kicked it off to begin with. 20 seconds left. Stop. Stop. I think he started it from the jump. Now Mason took it with his response, but he started it. And I think it's victim blaming if you're going to come at Mason Rudolph for the over-the-top reaction that Myles Garrett had.
I agree that Myles Garrett deserves to be suspended and that in the situation it was an overreaction to something that he should have just backed away from. But like Vern said earlier, like people get in fights and stuff like that, and it happens, and we overreact and we regret things later. But that never happens if he just hits Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph goes down, he gets up, play over, they go take a knee or whatever, let their clock run out. Mason Rudolph is the one who tried to yank his helmet off first. Myles Garrett needs to understand who he is and where he's at and walk away from that. I totally agree. But Mason Rudolph, who, and they're reporting from NFL Network that he's probably going to be fined at some point for his role in all
Steve,
this,
though,
which he should be.
You'll admit that no one made worse judgments than Myles Garrett.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. He needs to be aware, but I'm not just going to say, yeah, well, what he did was so much worse that I can completely look past Mason Rudolph instigating the entire thing to begin with.
Yeah, I when I look at the situation, did Mason Rudolph, was he a choir boy? No, but I think if you start
because real quick, the same thing that you said about Myles Garrett, no need to finish the play, no need to take him down to the ground with that little time left in the game. Couldn't the same be said about Mason Rudolph? The game's almost over. You don't need to try to yank this dude's helmet off because he's finishing a football play.
Because when I look at it, that's my thing is, I don't believe he was finishing a football. I think he was going over the top. If you watch the play, understanding, man, we all know you're playing out on the field. We know what it is. The score's 21-7. Man, we're on our side of the 30. We're just finishing this thing out, man. We're trying not. Nobody needs to get hurt. And he came around there. He hit him when he threw the pass. And then he kept trying to drag him down to the ground. And he's like, get off of me. And yes, he's pushing him and pulled his helmet. Like, get off of me. And then he gets up. And he took it so far over the top to me.
Agreed.
That's victim blaming. That's just feeling sorry. No, Myles, that was stupid. There's no but to it. And nobody forced you to go. It's like, I ain't going to go.
Here's Mason Rudolph after the game.
I don't know what the rules are. I don't know. But I know it's Bush League. I know he's, total coward move on his part. You know, I get it. I mean, it's okay, though. You know, I'll take it. I'm not going to back down from any bully out there. So we'll see what happens. I don't know.
It's like the Kareem Hunt situation back in that hotel room. She called him an N-word. So then he drop kicked her in the back. No, I don't. I'm not listening to that. That you took that response way over the top. And this was endangering somebody. Somebody said if he hit him with a crown of the helmet, I mean, this could have been a real problem out
Here's
there.
Here's Browns head coach Freddie Kitchens.
Did you say I okayed fights? I never okayed fights. Did I want them to get after their ass? Yes, I did. But that's not fighting. That's not after the whistle. But that's between the whistles. Yes. I never condone fighting on a football field because that's penalties. I don't coach penalties. I don't coach false starts. I don't coach after the whistle grabbing somebody's face mask. I don't coach that. So I don't know what you're talking about with Indianapolis when I condone fighting. That's putting words in my mouth. I've never in my life condoned a fight. That's a penalty.
Do you agree with that as well? Because a lot of people are pointing to Freddie Kitchens. I don't know if this is just sour grapes, but earlier today on XM Sirius Radio, former Browns assistant coach Todd Haley laid it all at the feet of Freddie Kitchens.
No, I can't do that, man. I mean, if you want to say some of the culture of negativity that they have, but that was Myles Garrett, losing complete control. I don't know anybody who coaches that. There, you could tell, even, like, I want to say this. I got to give credit to Baker. Even Baker, who is on his team, who can be out of control, completely, nah, man, that's off. Nobody on his team was behind him, like, speaking about it. So, no, I can't put this on him. He, and this is Myles Garrett.
This is Todd Haley on Freddie Kitchens.
All those little things that add up to discipline are what need to be going on full time, because if you're not coaching it, you're allowing it to happen. And when I watch the Cleveland Browns, I see a lot of stuff being allowed to happen, whether it's clown shoes, visors, whatever it may be. Myles Garrett hitting the quarterback low, hitting the quarterback in the head. It's happening too much. It's not just a fluke.
Odell Beckham's cleats, characterized as clown shoes by Todd Haley.
Todd's just letting it go,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he sure
Todd's
is.
Todd's pulling that Orlando Scandrick.
Just trying to make sure he never gets a job
yeah,
again.
Yeah, pulling that Orlando Scandrick.
Did you see that Mecole Hardman's pulling that Ron Hughley?
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about, giving himself a damn nickname.
I didn't give myself a nickname. And what?
You did.
I.
Here's Mecole Hardman after scoring that touchdown against the Titans. Keep in mind, he gave himself the nickname Jet. Gave himself the nickname
did
Jet.
Did he?
Yes, he did. And then after that touchdown against the Titans, here's him mic'd up on the sideline.
I see. It's over. Come here. Man, I mean, they gave me name Jet, man. I gotta make it count, you know what I mean?
I don't believe
nobody
he
gave you the nickname Jet, man.
I listened to Pete. I don't think he gave himself the nickname Jet. I heard him in an interview speak about it with Pete. And
I
he
thought the nickname Jet kind of came about.
Yeah.
Is that something that you're embracing?
Yeah, I'm trying to embrace it a little bit, you know. If they're going to call me that, I'm going to take it, you know. And
thank
I
you.
Might have some up my sleeve for it,
man,
you know, to show everybody. Maybe. We'll see. I might got some. We don't know. We'll see.
So who
came up with it? He said that he's embracing it. It obviously
yeah,
wasn't him.
Because he came up with
he
it.
He did not come up with it.
It might
first
have been
off,
social media
first off,
like the Chiefs.
I don't think he should be.
Well, then somebody
tell
me where it came
because
from.
Because there are too many Jets, people with Jet nicknames. Kenny the Jet Smith, mm-hmm. Jason Jet Terry. These are basketball players many of you have never heard of. and the Winnipeg Jets. That's another.
New York Jets.
Yeah.
Joan Jett.
There's a sprinter named Willie the Jet Williams. There's a baseball player, mythical baseball player, Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
That's right.
There's too many Jet nicknames.
And
so I don't think
you
he has
can't
to...
come up with your own nickname. If you want to tell me that social media came up with it, the Chiefs social media came up with it. Oh, you're telling me that the Chiefs social media is not in contact with the players? You're telling me that Mecole wasn't like, oh.
And I did not, first off, stop scared of it. I did not come up with show. I did not just make that up. I told you the story. The guy who DJ'd your wedding?
Yeah.
As we were coming up with my MySpace page.
You've never told me this.
I have never told you this?
No.
As we were coming up with my MySpace page. I had a real aggressive photo on there as my profile pic, and it was actually the whole background. And he said, Ronnie H, and then he was like, show. And I was like, oh, I like that. And then it was birthed that way, the show. So actually, Josh did it. I appreciate that, Josh.
I don't get what you're saying. And so, like, continued. Because a picture you had?
We had a picture. And
private's
then
hanging out or something?
No, it wasn't hanging out, man. I just had a solid photo, a solid MySpace.
Real tight jeans or something?
I didn't have no tight jeans, man. Well,
what are you talking about?
Just
a risque
like a
photo?
I didn't say risque. I just had a solid photo. And Smitty, as we call him, just said, oh, I like that. Ronnie H. And he said, ooh, the show.
So that's
and we
high school?
Put it on there.
We're in high school right now?
Nah, man, it was right after college.
Okay.
You know, MySpace, man. You know how old I am.
I do. I'll take your word at it. Even though I don't think MySpace was a thing after college.
It was. Just
I never got
after.
Into MySpace.
Yeah, just shortly after. Yeah, then,
I don't think it was Facebook by then.
No, Facebook was still slow. Facebook was still slow. One of the first members on Facebook, I believe.
All right, I believe you.
It feels like you don't,
I do.
And that's fine.
I believe that you came up with it. No, I believe you. I will never say it again. You did not come up with the nickname.
Just want to let you know he's not sending you a thank you card.
No, I'm not. You don't send people that you paid to be at your wedding a card. I'm not sending thank you cards
for the wedding gifts.
No, I am for the wedding gifts. I'm not sending the DJ and the caterer and the flower lady. I'm not sending them a thank you card. I paid.
The check
that you deposited into your savings account, that was my thank you card. Thanks, Josh.
You could thank him for sending a thank you card to all of the people.
No, you send a thank you card to all of them. I'm paying
you
them. Yeah, you pay them,
but you send a thank you card. You rude SOB.
So the person that made the cake?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You send them a thank you card, man. Thank you for not messing up my wedding.
No, that's why they got the damn money.
They're getting paid not to mess up the wedding.
They get paid, but you send them a thank you card.
Nah, that's crazy.
It's not crazy.
Protein House, eat with a purpose. Text line 69306.
I have tried to teach you. You are so tacky. I know Katie's not behind
you. I'm not
tacky. Mama Vern, come on, man.
How many people? So I think the people that put the, what was it? I got to send Dan the Taylor Man one.
Yes.
I got to put one together for the guild. I got to do all that.
Yes. Especially
so
the
everyone
people
involved
with
gets a thank
stuff.
You card, even if yes. they got thousands of dollars.
Send them a thank you card.
Oh, man.
Good God, you techie SOB. God, man, it's just sick and sad. Newsflash. I'd rather hear Serta talk.
And that never happens.
Former Cleveland Browns head coach Hugh Jackson will lead the on-field drills in Atlanta for the former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who will work out for the league tomorrow. Former Miami Dolphins head coach Joe Philbin will also be in attendance to help run the workout. No mention of who exactly is going to be catching passes for him, but Colin Kaepernick is said to have brought his own receivers.
Man, I'm telling you, I thought we had lost Joe Philbin, to be honest with you. I thought he was dead as a doorknob.
Antonio Brown reached out to Kaep and said if you need a wide receiver,
did you see D-Wade? He said,
who?
Dwayne Wade. Not the guy who used to be the corner for the Chiefs, who we thought was going to be an integral part to the team. Not that D-Wade.
Right.
He said, wouldn't it be great if T.O., A.B., and
Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco were his three receivers out for his.
It'd be great for everybody but Colin Kaepernick. And A.B. would be nice for him.
I did not come up with my own nickname. I hate everybody. It doesn't matter, Ron. Whatever you say, you're a lie. You're a lie. And Vern, you just pushed this. God, man.
My mom just texted me and said, you do not send them a thank you card. Your money and your business was your thank you.
Judy.
Better not say nothing about my mom, man. Judy. You know that's true. Come on now.
Listen, you can't be perfect. You're making a mistake there, Judy.
No, you're not.
You're making a mistake. All right, Vern. Vern said he's got something coming up, folks. This is Baby Jesus. Some of you believe the most trusted voice in Kansas City sports, which is absolutely inaccurate. Said he's got something to make Chiefs fans feel so much better about these stats that don't really make the Chiefs look good. We'll get into that coming up next.
Show and Burn, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.